Hey, happy day. Last night I watched Nancy Pelosi on television and she said, the president has my full support. I kind of went into shock and I went, whoa, how can that possibly be? And she repeated it, the president has my full support. And then she went on to say, hey, the president of communist China. Ha ha, that kind of brings it into perspective. Hey, my shirt, have a look at this. It says Trump Golf. I golf occasionally and yesterday, I have two shirts, not wearing the same one. Yesterday I was golfing in Canada. Right, and a guy came up to me. He took great offense to my shirt. Wow, he had a car dealership shirt on. I guess he worked there or something. I don't know. But he came up and he started giving me grief. I looked at him and said, are you kidding me? I said, you're telling me how to dress? I mean, you look at you. You're a haberdasher. I don't think so. And he went on and on. And wow, he called me names and he kind of came unglued. And I said, hey, this is a golf course for heaven's sakes. Trump has some of the best golf courses in the bloody world. Go to Trump.com and have a look at his golf courses. They're great. Shut your mouth now. And he still wouldn't do that. He kept opening his mouth and things kept coming out. So I thought, well, I might as well take a shot at this as well. So I did. And I said, hang on. Let's have a little chat here. Firstly, almost 70, that would be 70 million people voted for this guy. It's people like you that keep on mouthing off all the time. You don't like it. Keep it to yourself. I don't like your shirt. Should I walk up to you at a golf place and say, I don't like your shirt? I mean, come on here. You're a typical liberal. I mean, we have to do what you do. I mean, we can't do anything on our own. I mean, who are you to tell me how to dress? Good grief. And I said, oh, by the way, you have a prime minister, right? Of course. I said, you like him? And I said, he's a prime mistake. I said, let's just kind of go through it. I had to write some of them down. My mouth opened, boom, all kinds of stuff flowed. But here's some of the highlights that I said to him. I said, let's just analyze this. You're talking about America. Let's talk about Canada. Smart person. Should have said something else. The prime mistake. He took 10 vacations last year and he also took time off to attend many gay pride parade things. You need a work break? Hey, I hope he doesn't have one because he'll totally destroy Canada because he's done a good job and he doesn't spend much time at it, right? The prime mistake, he lets terrorists loose and he gives them Canadian citizenship. He gives them money, upwards to $40 million last year, apparently, he gave to terrorists. He renamed fishermen to fisher folk. He wants to cancel the terms men and women and use people kind. That's an international embarrassment. How do you like that, Mr. Haberdasher? And the prime mistake, he spent $8 million in a skating rink. The guy said, oh, that's not true. And I said, look it up there, smarty. $8 million in a skating rink right beside Canada's largest and bestest skating rink, right? 500 yards away. Talk about a vanity thing gone bad. And then the prime mistake, he doesn't know that Alberta is a province. And the prime mistake says the pipelines must have intersection of sex and gender with other identity factors. What is that? Nobody knows what that means. It's some queer little verbiage, right? Did you get that little pun? And the prime mistake, he gave $125 million to Caribbean something about women for infrastructure and in women's hospitals or something. And in Canada, of course, the infrastructure's fallen apart. Then he went on to give $650 million to a sexual health place in Haiti. And Canadian women, a lot of them can't even find a doctor. This is your guy. This is your superstar, you little goof. And then the prime mistake, he went on to give $241 million to family planning to the UN and $20 million to the Clinton Foundation. I mean, that's really his position to do that. And then he's co-authored a plan to research now a home equity tax. This almost bowled Mr. Haberdasher over. Haberdasher, of course, is old language back in the 20s and 30s meant somebody that's really well-dressed, right? And obviously that's not me with the Trump thing. I can wear like I want. Hey, you know. Anyway, and you know, I said, did you know that? He said, I didn't know that. What is that? All of a sudden, I had his attention, a home equity tax. You can't give money away, like I've said, and there's pages and pages of that kind of stuff, without robbing and raping the citizenry even more than you already are. And a home equity tax is the government becomes your partner. They tax your house, and they take a percentage of your price, of your money, when you sell the house, and also a percentage and or of your profit, if in fact there is a profit. The government, we'll get to that later, some other day. But the government, you know what, they have to be your partner. It's another step in the long step towards control, people control, socialism. Bad. I mean, he's just got to do that. A home equity tax. Oh, by the way, the research that he's doing, that he's co-authored, is $250,000. That's a budget to go out and find out if they can tax everybody. Well, I already know that they can. They probably will. A communist has never met a tax he doesn't like. He's got to dumb you down all the way, and pretty soon they will own all of the houses. State housing, that's part of the master plan, duh. You know, and then that same government, Mr. Haberdasher, it should be Gopher, that government pays students to volunteers, it pays people to not work, it pays farmers to not grow crops. What the bloody heck has happened in Canada? And they steal, the government, they steal, and they steal. You know what? They corrupted the legal system that essentially makes it legal to steal. I got a headache. I need a bloody pill. I mean, laws are their defense, right? I mean, there's so much red tape, you can't get through to them anyway. The only way you can win is to go out and say, I'm just going to do something. I'm going to make it happen. I'd rather beg for forgiveness and ask for approval until you find that person who can come and run your stupid little country, you stupid little man. Then you got Canadians like Neil Young. He says, hey, rockin' in the free world, my song. President Trump is using it. He shouldn't. I'm unhappy. Oh, but he pays royalties. I'm told I can't win in a court of law, but I'm going to sue him anyway because I'm mad at him because he's sending in thugs to the cities. He's sending in armed thugs. What he really means is federal agents, but they're coming in to protect federal property. But Neil Young says, oh, that's bad. I mean, keep away. You're a bunch of armed people. You're thugs. And he goes on and on. He can't say that enough. And our police will look after our property from all these rioters and looters. Well, apparently that's not so, Mr. Young, because all of you commies have said, by the way, you're a Canadian. I think you now have a U.S. citizenship, and you're acting up. I mean, you've taken on this left-wing thing. You feel obligated to go out and share with everybody your views, right? Kind of like me, I guess. But I'm not in the... Anyway, he goes on to say this. They are not our police. Our police should arrest these untrained thugs for breaking the laws. So he doesn't want the police to go out and arrest the people who are doing the riots. But he wants the police to go out and arrest the people that the president has sent in. You know what? Boy, there's, I don't know what. I mean, because there's so much here. Liberals don't like me. I don't have time to worry about who doesn't like me. I'm too busy liking the people who do like me. And by the way, Mr. Young and Mr. Haberdasher, I'm Canadian. You guys are a bloody embarrassment to my country. I mean, good grief. Why don't you go out and do something positive and let's fix this mess? Instead of talking about other countries and the trash in other people's yards, why don't we clean up our own trash? We got a lot of it. We got a lot of it in Ottawa. I mean, good bloody grief. You got the prime mistake. He's trying and he's succeeding in destroying the country. So why don't we all kind of get together and talk about that? How to fix it? You need somebody to come in and do stuff, not go through the regular channels. And where is he? Where's that Lone Ranger? Hey, y'all come back. See ya.